It is June the 12th, 2011. This is Steve Gerwick, and today I'm welcoming to Gerwick.net a former WWE diva. You just saw her in TNA. She's done reality shows, and now is in the adult film business. Today I give you Chyna. How you doing, Chyna?
Hello, Steve.
How's everything going?
Very well, thank you. Extremely well.
Yeah, up front, we wanted to ask, you know, how are you doing? And I know you just got back from Hawaii. Can you tell us what happened in Hawaii and, you know, what you're currently up to?
Yeah, sure. I was in Hawaii. I just became the Liquid Nitro Hawaii spokesgirl. Liquid Nitro is an energy drink, and I actually got involved with that last time I was on vacation in Hawaii. And I was just saying hello to a lot of people and stumbled upon that, and I actually liked it and started talking with them, and there you go. That's all she wrote. But other than that, you know, I had this new movie come out and with Vivid, working with Vivid, and I honestly feel better these days since I felt when I was on top of my wrestling days on Playboy.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you with Hawaii. A story just came out, I think, yesterday on TMZ that you got inked up a little bit.
Yeah, I got a really cool Polynesian tattoo. So it looks really, it's really cool.
What was the reason behind that?
Well, I've always wanted to get something like that. It's just I have never really stumbled upon kind of the right thing, and I like a lot of the tribal art, you know, it goes in the MMA world, but, and it looks really cool. It's just that I always thought that's more for the guys, you know, and then, I saw some of the girls with some of these tattoos, and I just thought it looked so cool and so pretty at the same time. So, of course, I was at the MMA Expo in Hawaii, so there was a lot to kind of look at there for inspiration. And a lot of the tattoo artists were psyched. So everybody was wanting to do the ink on me.
Now, is this the first of many tattoos, or just the one and only, or what's your thoughts on that?
No, I think this is good for now. I think it's, you know, enough. I'm not like a crazy, crazy tattoo fan. I like them, but I think for me, this is a lot. So.
Well, with your first experience, are you kind of sore today after the tattoo?
I'm a little bit on fire. And then, of course, everybody checked me out. We had the MMA Expo, and then, you know, people just, every time I go to Hawaii, it's just treated like gold, you know. And so there were clubs and after parties and VIPs and food and, oh, my gosh, so. They kind of put me on the plane, and I was put to shame. I was hurting on my way back.
You talk about MMA there. You know, what's your interest in MMA? Are you a big fan of the industry overall?
Yeah, for sure. After the wrestling, and I worked for Antonio Inoki, it was when I really learned a lot about the MMA and submission fighting, and I was able to, you know, I was trained by some of the best guys in the world. So, you know, it was a very humbling experience for me. I think it just, you know, made me all better, and I got a profound appreciation for it all. It's like, you know, whereas professional wrestling is the physical theater, I think that the MMA is more like a physical chess game.
Would you be interested in doing anything with MMA, you know, have a match or a fight or anything along those lines?
I don't think so. I think with professional wrestling, although it's very physical, because of the theater of it, that was one of the reasons why I said, hey, I'm just going to fight the guys, you know, never knowing what I would have to be doing physically. But I don't think there's anything particularly interesting in two women beating up on each other. It bothers me a little bit, although I respect the physicality of it. I think maybe just more the training. Leave it at the training. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, because I know, you know, Christina Cyborg is always looking for an opponent. You got Gina Carano out there as well. So some high-profile women that are always looking for fights.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's not for me. But like I said, although I appreciate it and understand, it's not my thing.
Totally understand that. Let's go a little bit back to the TNA experience, and I think, you know, a lot of people that follow professional wrestling were kind of taken off guard when you showed up in TNA. How long ago did that come about, and were you kind of surprised that you got the call from them?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was a shocker to me, too, because, you know, I was not expecting a call from them at all. I mean, it came completely out of the blue. There was no warning. And, you know, Vince Russo has always been a friend of mine, and so when he called, I was like, you know, just really kind of anxious to speak to him. It was kind of like there was no time that had passed in the interim, and the next day I was on a plane, so, you know, a lot of people were like, what, you know, why didn't you say anything, or you were keeping a secret? Well, you know, it came to me that fast, and I got on a plane, and I went down there, and I wasn't expecting to be on TV, and there it happened, you know, so I was just having fun and seeing a lot of old faces, and it was just fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, got to work with Mick Foley again. That's always got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't know he was supposed to be there either. I mean, I didn't. The whole thing was kind of a surprise. So I never really got in to see kind of what was going on, though, either, you know. It was just kind of went really fast, and it was a lot of hoopla, you know.
Do you feel like you were pretty well received there in TNA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to see the guys alone that I hadn't worked with in so long, and I think that everybody was, well, not maybe surprised, but they were so happy that I looked so well and I was doing so well. And I think that, you know, I am, and that's been kind of evident.
Yeah, you know, TNA has been in business for, you know, 9 years and has always been, you know, maybe some speculation that eventually that, you know, they bring you in or at least have some interest in you. Well, I guess what took so long for TNA to bring you in?
Yeah. That's true, you know. It's been so long since my phone rang from anybody in wrestling. I mean, aside from, you know, doing appearances or independents and stuff like that, which, you know, when things first went down, I wasn't really able to do a whole lot, you know. And then I came out to Cali and I was trying to pursue my career, you know, and make things happen. So, you know, there was a lot of time in between.
I guess, you know, had TNA contacted you over the years, and had you turned them down previously?
No. I know that I was supposed to go and do some music with TNA before, and then, you know, I had some people that weren't so great around me, and things were getting mucky, and the timing definitely wasn't right. It was too soon. But this was a great experience. I loved everybody there. Dixie was a doll. You know, the boys, I was getting hugs and kisses all day long.
That's great. You know, with TNA, it was a kind of a one and done. You were on television, you did the pay-per-view. Was that the original deal, or is there a possibility we could see you return to TNA?
Well, I certainly hope there's a possibility. Like I said, there's other things going on in my career right now. So,
sure.
And I really, you know how the wrestling business goes. I think, you know, you have to jump in both feet. And, you know, I went through a long, long time to get my name, you know, and I hadn't been in the ring in 10 years, you know. So
right.
I think it was kind of those just walking slowly type of thing, for me anyway, too.
Yeah, yeah, your last match would have been, what, with New Japan or Inoki's group?
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
Exactly. I was working with Inoki-san, which is now Inoki Genome Federation. Yeah.
Right, IGF, right.
Right, correct.
Obviously, you know, working in front of a TNA crowd in Orlando is a little bit different than working in WWE, some of the big shows you've been a part of course, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and I just wonder what the perspective is differently with the TNA crowd being, it's, you know, like 1,000 fans versus, you know, being in front of a WrestleMania crowd of 50, 60,000.
That's a really good question. You know, I almost have to keep reminding myself when I went and did that. Because in the sense that, let me see if I explain this well, you know, it was my first time going back into wrestling in all of these years. So it was a really, really big deal, you know. Although, to me, it almost didn't seem like that. I have to keep reminding myself because it was like, you know, I've been doing all this camera work in the interim. So, and plus it's filmed at a studio, at Universal Studios. So for me, it was almost like, it was almost a little bit bizarre because I felt like I was doing a show, you know what I mean? But maybe, mm-hmm. I was going to say playing this wrestling character. But yeah, it was like doing like a show, playing a wrestling character. It wasn't like, you know, trying to go back out there into the wrestling world again.
I mean, just even like doing a Raw where it's 13, 14, 15,000 people, all of a sudden there's 1,000 people. And obviously those TNA fans are really diehard fans. They have a lot of regular fans that attend their shows. So just the perspective of fan base is so much different in WWE compared to TNA.
Right. It was solely a matter of numbers. I mean, the behind-the-scenes feel is still the same, you know. It's just like, you're not looking out the curtain to 20 to 50,000 people, just like you said, you know. But as far as the fans go, you know, when I was going and doing it, you know, I've been doing these appearances with WrestlingMarks.com, and they've been getting me back out there, and the fans were all just like crazy about TNA. I kept thinking, like, how do they know? How do they know? So, yeah, but it was definitely a difference. It's definitely a different feel.
Did you feel a little rusty in the ring after that long layoff?
No. Like I said, the only thing that felt different was because we didn't have that huge crowd, you know, to feed off of. And it was like, you know, cameras. So it felt a little strange, but, you know, you're not looking at the cameras when you're doing that. So it was just, and it was really fun to do that with Karen, like, she's a real sweetie, and it just made the whole thing, like, I didn't really have to worry about a lot of technicality, you know. And like I said, it would happen, like, really fast, so I didn't have, like, boots or I didn't have, like, anything ready, but I didn't have to worry about it because it was just, it was great timing, and it was a super fun angle to come in on.
Yeah, and talking to you, I sense your tone is that maybe you'd like to work with TNA again. I mean, is that something that, you know, could happen again, or do you think your new path with adult films may ruin that?
Well, I don't know. In my opinion, I mean, one thing doesn't ruin the other. You know what I mean? It's my career. I run my life, and, you know, I have been doing that for a very long time. So, you know, what I'm going to do is when bigger companies in the world come to me and I'm happy doing them, you know, I'm not going to have one cancel out because of the other. You know, I want to do everything that I can do, that I choose to do, that makes me happy and treats me well. So, you know, if by default one cancels out the other, all I can say is, oh, well, but, you know, when I'm in a position to be able to do, to be able to do that, you know, that's what I'm going to do for sure.
I just was curious, before you went to TNA, had you been watching the show? And I guess maybe what's your overall opinion of the TNA product?
You know, I hadn't really been watching the show, only because, you know, I do the same thing. I flip through, and I always, like, try to sort of check in to see what's happening, but, you know, and who's out there. But honestly, it's like there's so many new people, and, you know, as the years have gone by, I like to watch. I have my other favorite TV shows that I never used to really watch, you know. And so I kind of, if I'm not in the product, you know, it's hard for me to watch the product.
You know, when you signed with TNA or went there, my first thought was, because I remember the controversy with Jeff Jarrett and WWF when he was scheduled to drop the title to you, the IC title, and, of course, he put up a big stink and got a big paycheck out of it, which is good for him. But I thought maybe he wanted you to come back so he can get his heat back, get his win over you back. So that was one of the thoughts I had when you showed up in TNA.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Actually, no, I thought that, you know, how fun it was to work with Jeff and, you know, whatever goes on behind the scenes. I'm not one of those people who gets all up in everybody else's business. I mean, that was his business, not mine, and that turned out to be one of the greatest matches of my career, and, you know, that was because of him also, you know. So, you know, I was excited to work with Jeff because I knew that we would have fun.
Yeah, what were the differences, you know, in general, working with Jeff now versus working with Jeff back in WWF days?
Really, for me, I couldn't decipher that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was kind of like I jumped back in, and I don't know, maybe because I hadn't been watching all this time, it was just kind of like riding bike, you know?
You said you weren't watching the TNA product. Do you keep up with WWE?
No, I really don't. I really don't. You know, like I said, I flip through and I check it out, but I'm not like an avid follower. I don't, you know, there's just not as much storyline today,
true,
I think, as there was. And for me, even when I was there, you know, the most fun for me, aside from, you know, the greats doing the matches, which I'm used to, that grew, you know,
right,
and I used to like suspend all thought of wrestling, you know, that doesn't happen as much anymore.
Yeah, I think the personalities and the storylines are so much different than they were when you were back in WWF days, I guess, you know, WWF then, now WWE. So
right.
I guess, you know, you were part of one of the most exciting periods in WWF history. Does it seem like when you watch it now or just turn it on, does it seem like it's like so dull compared to what it was back in the day?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean, I know from a wrestling standpoint, it's kind of new, and the fact that there's a lot of new faces, and so there's a lot of new different styles, and yeah, but I'm definitely a soap opera girl. I mean, those were good times. The crowd was into it. We were into it. It was really, you know, an exciting time, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss those days, for sure.
Yeah, so I think the wrestling fans in general do. I know the journalists do that I talk to. You know, I of course covered WrestleManias before, and they just were the fans would go berserk, and you know, Austin, The Rock, DX, all that great stuff seems like such a distant memory now, because everything has changed, like you said, changed so much. New characters, new storylines, new writers. So
right.
Yeah, it's like a totally it's like, you know, I think what you guys did was more, you know, wrestling, and I guess, you know, today they're going towards sports entertainment. I guess that's a new kind of genre now that we're seeing as sports entertainment. How do you feel about sports entertainment versus professional wrestling?
I mean, they've always been one and the same to me. It's
okay.
Just, you know, a matter of what was more convenient to say at the time. It's always been sports entertainment. You know, I think that
right.
Wrestling is the brink of what we call reality TV right now. And, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely sports entertainment for sure. I mean, when you step into, you know, a completely sports world, an MMA world, a boxing world, you know the difference.
Yeah, just like Vince doesn't really want to call his product wrestling. He doesn't want his wrestlers to be called wrestlers. You know, they're superstars, they're divas, and so they
kind of
get away from that terminology more than, you know, it's not really
right.
a professional wrestling match anymore, you know. So.
You know, when you think of entertainment, you've got toys and T-shirts and commercials and different programs and everything too. I mean, you know, it has to be entertainment.
What is your relationship with WWE, Vince McMahon? Is there any at this point?
No, there hasn't been. Mm-mm.
And you don't expect that to change, or do you hope maybe get a phone call tomorrow? Or
well, I mean, I don't hope for anything, but you know, it's been 11 years.
Yeah. Are you kind of surprised after 11 years they haven't given you a call to at least bring you back for a cameo appearance?
You know, I think I was closer maybe to, you know, within the year that they let me go, only from a personal standpoint. But then after that didn't happen, no, I never really looked back.
Is it the Triple H, Stephanie dynamics that has totally pushed you totally away from WWE?
I would say so, and then
yeah.
Maybe some personal things after that. You know, I felt very, it went from a personal situation that went too far. You know what I mean? If you ask me, I felt very kind of abandoned I felt very abandoned, unprotected. And as a matter of fact, I felt quite the opposite of that. And, you know, it's something that always sticks in your mind, because when you go through obstacles, then some on your own, you know, I'm not going to let anybody else take a piece of that, you know?
Sure. I was wondering, when they put you with the men, that was kind of like the writing on the wall for you. I mean, because, you know, they couldn't really put you back with the women anymore. And once you defeat the men, I mean, obviously they weren't going to push you towards, you know, the world championship. So once you kind of reached that level, there was like the point of no return with your character.
Yeah,
did you feel that way? Yeah.
To a certain extent, although, you know, once you're in that genre, it was like there's so many things I could do. You know, I could do the same storyline with every single guy in there, you know?
Right, right.
And that was the beauty of it. There was always, you know, creatively, there was always some really great things, you know? I think that I could have done a lot more with the tag teams, you know? I could have done a lot more with new coming in, or, you know, switch between that manager wrestling role. There's just a lot. There's a lot to work with. You know, and it took a long time. You know, that wasn't something that happened overnight. We built that character, you know.
Sure.
I built my athleticism, so it wasn't something that was, you know, an overnight type of thing.
Sure. What do you feel, there's anything left for you to do in wrestling? Is there anything you'd like still like to accomplish?
I don't know if there's anything I'd like to accomplish, but there's always something. I mean, I'm never going to go away. You know, I'm always going to be known for that, luckily, and, you know, built that career, and that's how everybody knows me, and I've been lucky enough to then evolve and expand from that. So, I mean, the good thing that, you know, I have in my heart is that it's always going to be there. I can't take away what's happened, you know.
You know, I know you don't really watch the current, you know, WWE or TNA very much, but is there somebody out there that you would like to work with? Somebody you'd see and say, "Wow, I could make a lot of money with that person."
Not necessarily. No, not really.
Okay. Do you keep up? Do you still have a lot of friends in the industry? Do you keep up with the other members of DX? Still good friends with any of those?
I do. I talk to Billy Gunn. You know, and he's been my friend for years, many years. And, you know, a few of the other guys, but to be honest, you know, I think that, you know, I've watched them from a distance, and hopefully many of my friends are watching from a distance, and, you know, I'll hope that, we're doing well.
What's your status with, Inoki? Because I heard that, you know, there's always a possibility you could go back there. Do you feel the doors open there? Is that something that would still interest you to go back to Japan and still wrestle there?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, aside from all of the new exciting stuff that's happening with Vivid, you know, that's kept me here. But other than that, you know, my plan was to be in Japan by fall, and I was actually planning on making a move out there. And then, you know, the earthquake happened, and my movie came out, and all this stuff is happening. But there certainly have, it's become a second home to me, and I really, really love the Inoki family. Has treated me so well since they picked me up, and you know, always wanted to work with me, always, you know, taught me a lot. It was one of the most humbling experiences of my life, and I've been very blessed to be able to check that scene out.
So there's a possibility you'll be going back to wrestling in Japan?
You know, I don't know if because of the intensity, but I'm certainly always, you know, welcome to go and witness, or, you know, you never know what things might happen there. But I'm definitely a part of the organization, if you will.
How do you feel in general with the media, obviously, like TMZ and some of the tabloid outlets that follow you all around? They're always snapping pictures of you. Do you feel you've been, you know, kind of falsely betrayed in the media? Or I guess, how do you feel in general of how you've been portrayed in the media?
You know, sometimes I don't like the negativity, you know, and I really like have to turn my head and not listen or not watch, because I don't get the kind of negativity. However, I understand at the same token that it's not going to be Leaves to Beaver, and that's how they do it. And, you know, there's something that still makes them put me on those things all the time. So, you know what I mean? I get it, in other words. I get how it works. And, you know, it only helps me in my aspirations and my career. So I just have to kind of have a thick skin and know why they're doing it. And, you know, keep doing my thing, because ultimately, I mean, that's just, it's just a hook, you know?
I guess, Yeah, I guess on the flip side, that shows that you're still a prominent person, because if you're someone that nobody cares about, they're not going to publish any stories about you.
Right. No, you know? Most definitely. I mean, I don't think about it a lot, but it's really amazing how I've really crossed over. You know, I've been able to do so many things. And I think, you know, that doesn't come easy. I mean, you know, I pounded the pavement when I first came out here after I was let go from WWE. You know, I didn't have my name. Vince was fighting me all the time. You know, people didn't know what happened, so they didn't know if I was still in wrestling, they didn't know why I was out here trying to do other things. It was very confusing, and you know, people assumed, and, you know, I went through a lot of negative stuff, and that was hard, you know, and then I just kept persisting and persisting and persisting, and then I think people started to get the picture, but, you know, it was not an easy process. I didn't have a whole lot of help doing that. So, you know, in pursuing that crossover, you know, I think that that's allowed me to maintain a little bit more longevity with especially those types of things that you're talking about right now.
Sure. I was wondering, with the battle over the name, obviously you were China Doll for a while and used your real name. Is there bitterness because of the fight over the name?
Sure.
Yeah,
that was like a total unnecessary stab in my back for me. I mean, like, don't pull the carpet out from underneath me and then, like, do everything you can to squash me on top of that, you know?
So you felt it was kind of a personal way to get at you because, you know, Vince does like to own images and likenesses of everybody.
But if you're letting me go and you're not going to use me, then at least let me work. You know, allow me to do anything.
Sure.
Anything, you know? It just shows what nasty people. nastiness to me.
But,
I just persevered and, like, you know, Shakespeare says, what's in a name?
Yeah.
And believe me, you know, like, if you don't even have your name, it doesn't feel very good.
So do you still get, like, royalty checks from them for video games and DVDs and the such?
It's personal.
Okay. Understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's personal. It's business that I don't really even understand sometimes right now. So.
Okay. That's fair enough. I watched the entire season of Celebrity Rehab because you were on it, and, of course, I would cover it for the website girlwick.net. You know, as you look back on that show, do you kind of regret doing that, or was that something you really enjoyed? And I guess the bottom line is, do you think it really helped you?
No, I don't think it helped me because it was a 12-step program, and I didn't know that going in. I thought that I would be able to, you know, get some therapy or some personal issues that were really helping me, or maybe some other people around me that could have used the 12-step program a lot more than I could have. But, you know, I thought maybe I would be able to learn some tools to kind of help me go through what I was going through, and that wasn't necessarily the case, although, you know, I've been sort of a pioneer of a lot of those reality shows, and it certainly, it didn't hurt me, you know, it wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world, and ultimately, I don't know if that was the proper place for me, but, you know, it did hurt me. Certainly, and I have a lot of respect for Dr. Drew, and I think that I think it's a real good vehicle to help a lot of people, and I think it's good for people to watch also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched that whole season, and
yeah,
that was, you know, it's rough because, you know, we hear about, you know, our celebrities, you know, having trouble with drugs or alcohol, but then you see it on television, and it just kind of hits you like, yeah, this is real. I mean, this isn't just... You know, a part of a show or acting. This is real stuff, and it's.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I guess today is how are you feeling, and are you currently past your demons?
I feel great today.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I'm having a lot of fun with the movie, and Vivid has treated me like, you know, a princess, $1 billion. I feel good. I feel respected. I feel beautiful. I feel, you know, like I'm having so much fun doing traveling and doing all this stuff. It's like being on top of the world again, and it's just really cool.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so, I mean, right now, and I have thankfully great friends around me and good people in my life, and it makes such a difference. It makes such a difference when you have that. It changes your whole world.
One more question about that celebrity rehab. Of course, we lost Jeff Conway, who was one of my, I used to love Taxi back in the day growing up. And,
right.
I guess thoughts, comments on, Jeff passing away. I know he had quite a battle over the years, obviously. I don't think the show did him the type of help he needed as well. So I guess, thoughts on, working with Jeff and, his passing.
Yeah, but, Jeff liked doing the show. I mean, he is, and we all, of course, I know maybe that's not the right place, but still, I mean, he's just a cool person to be around, and he was having so many problems just physically, with his back and all the surgeries and, just physically he was very weak. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do like that, but he's going to be greatly missed for sure.
Yeah. With your new career, do you feel that might hurt your chances of, ever getting into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I mean, like I said, I've already proved my wrestling. I've already proved that I can write. I've already proved, all that other jazz. And so for me, it's just another great door that opened, no pun intended. And,
right.
and it came my way, and I took it, and I'm so glad I did. So, it's not like I'm sitting, sitting around waiting
phone call,
for that,
right?
To be honest.
Right.
I've moved on with my life, and, I'm so glad I have.
Yeah. Do you feel that's important to your legacy, that you eventually get inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
No. There's so much more the legacy's already done. I don't need any closure that way. I'm so happy with what I've done and who I am and where I'm at.
Any regrets about anything that's happened in professional wrestling?
No, not really. I regret that a lot of things happened only because of such an interruption in my life, and I feel that there was a lot of wasted time because of that. But I made it through, and, you gotta live for today, and my motto is forward, forward, forward,
Take
all that poison and make it into medicine, but you gotta move on.
Sure. Do you feel that you get any sort of backlash from your fans that might say, why are you doing this, or, some of your long-term fans, maybe question this move, or do you feel like you get any sort of backlash from the China fans?
Okay. No, I mean, no, there's always a few, but for the most part,
sure.
I mean, and I didn't know how, but when I did this, I left all prejudice at the door, and I said, if I say, what are going to people think? If I just leave that aside, when I say, do I want to do this, talk about the company, Vivid, and what I was going to do, and the control and the empowerment and, everything kind of what I was needing at that time. I mean, that was something that I could not turn down. I wanted to do it. And I think that shows, I really do. I think it shows. Everybody knows what's gone on, my career, and people know me as a go-getter, and that, the only reason why I'm here talking about this today is because I have tried a lot of things that most people wouldn't think would be, within their convention, if you will. But for me, like I said, life is to experience, life is short, you got to do what makes you happy.
And your new career now, I mean, what are your goals, and, what do you want to accomplish with this new venture?
Well, I plan on doing more adult. I plan on doing more mainstream. I think right now the market isn't doing so great for books, but I would like to do that again one day. I think there's a lot more to tell from where I left off. I'm just excited because I think there's a lot of things happening. I'm, traveling a lot more again, which I love. And I think maybe, you know, hey, maybe it's time for something more personal in my life. I haven't had a man in my life in a very long time. You know, maybe that's going to happen in the near future. My mindset is just different right now.
Sure. We're wrapping up with China, and I guess one of the last things I wanted to ask you, you know, what message do you have for the China fan, the China universe out there?
Well, I just want everybody to know, you know, how grateful I am for the support and following me through this, through everything. You know, it's really quite amazing, and you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I cannot convey like how happy I feel lately and kind of ready to go again. So I feel really excited, and you know, I'm excited for everybody to kind of see where this takes me also.
The last things we usually do with interviews is there any plugs, any websites, any personal appearances you have coming up, anything you'd like to plug as we close it out?
Right. Well, of course, Vivid.com is going to have, you know, all of that info, and I've been doing a lot of stuff since, you know, promoting this. That's coming quickly. I've been doing a lot more appearances now with WrestlingMarks.com. WrestlingMarks.com. They've been great, and it's been awesome to get out and see the fans. And now, you know, with the release of the movie, it's on Vivid.com right now, but it's originally slated for the 27th. So on the 27th, it'll be in stores. And so I'm looking forward to seeing kind of a lot of fan wrestling stuff with Playboy magazines, with the video, you know. It's very cool for me to see all that stuff. So.
Are you on, like, more wrestling conventions, too, making appearances, you know, on the wrestling side as well?
Yeah, I've just been doing that. Okay. I just did, you know, like, a couple so far, and then now they're starting to come in like crazy. So I'm still doing few and far between of them, but the ones I'm doing are really, you know, have a lot of people come out, and it's been very cool to see people, very cool. And also I'm doing a lot more with the Liquid Nitro. So I'm sure I'll be traveling around more with that. And, I mean, I don't know. Things are happening very quickly.
Is there an official China website? And are you on Twitter and or Facebook?
No.
Okay.
No, so I'm not on any of that just because there's too many people kind of posing as me. So
there's a lot of people posing as you. That's why I was going to ask, because there's a lot of fakes out there, people.
Right. So I just leave that alone. So, you know.
So no official website.
And myself too.
So no official website, no Twitter, no Facebook. So if you see China, you know, associated with those are just fakes.
Right, exactly. There is a very good friend of mine from Ireland, his name's Daniel, and he has a livingwonder.com, which he started as a fan site many, many years ago. And so he's a great dear friend of mine. But I don't have anything that, you know, I do yet. I'll get there, but...
Okay. Well, China, we really appreciate your time today. This has been a lot of fun, and we wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you. You're sweetie. Appreciate it.